Greetings to everybody. I hope you're all doing well today. Now, this is a topic that has been touched upon on several times, the issue of morality and atheism. The fact is this, no matter how much atheists try to go on about having the right and correct morals, the conclusion will always be this: atheism has no morals. Atheism has no code of life, has no regulations, no code of conduct, no nothing. In atheism, it is anything goes. Now, I know atheists will be saying atheism simply means a lack of belief in God, or a non-existent belief in God. Basically, atheism equals that there is no God. Yet if atheists believe that there is no God, then this makes atheism immoral. The reason being is because God has laid the foundations of what is good and bad, what is morally pure and what is immoral. Hence, a lack of belief in God and a non-existent belief in God, such as atheism, means a total disregard for God's rules and laws, which lead to a pure and moral code of conduct for every human being. Let me give you an example. I am a Muslim. I believe in God. My God teaches me what is good and bad, and these rules and laws are laid out in the Noble Quran. Hence, I derive my morals from God's rules and laws. Now, let's say I'm an atheist. Since I have no God, I have no source for morals, etc. This is atheism. The same goes for a Christian, a Jew, etc. They all have a moral code which they get from their belief in God. A lack of belief in God will disregard the moral conducts and will lead to immorality. In fact, atheists themselves are the biggest proof and example of the fact that atheism has no morals. You will constantly hear atheists saying, "Live for today, do whatever you want, there are no consequences or nothing, no sins." This is due to their lack of morals, since they have no moral code and since they have no God. Now, you have to understand, when atheists say, "Live for today," what they're saying is, no need to pray, to fast, to be in service and obedience to God. Rather, go sin, go have as much sex as you want, as much alcohol as you want, and as much drugs and whatever else. This is the proof that their way and belief of atheism has no morals. Because for a person who believes in God, he shuns many of the materialistic temptations that are on earth because he has been taught by God's laws that it is bad and harmful, and to be patient and wait for the reward of this in the hereafter, which is much better and more pure. So, for instance, believers in God will not sleep with another man's wife because God has told us how evil this sin is. The same with consuming alcohol and taking drugs. We shun all of these evil things because God has told us to, and that these acts are all wrong and are due a punishment. For an atheist, there are no rules that say sex with another man's wife is wrong. The decision is all based on your personal choice. If you have sex with her, it's fine because there is nothing that says it's wrong in your atheist belief. And if you don't have sex with her, it's simply because of how you felt at the time, not because you were acting on the will of God and submitting your will to Him by negating your big desire. Now, of course, believers in God commit sins, but there is a difference between the theist and the atheist when it comes to sin. When atheists sin, they don't consider it a sin, but rather a good way of having fun, living for today, as they say. It is encouraged and called for. When a theist sins, he acknowledges that he has done wrong and will be punished if he does not repent. For instance, in the Islamic view, a person who drinks, fornicates, or has made another major sin, yet if he acknowledges what he has done is evil and wrong, he is still considered a Muslim, yet will be liable for punishment. However, if he repents, then God will forgive him. No true Muslim can go freely fornicate and drink alcohol while believing these acts are not haram and sinful. To put it simply, a Muslim who is sinning is being disobedient. An atheist who is sinning and doing immoral acts is doing it because that's his way of life and worldview. That there is nothing wrong with fornication, alcohol, and so on. And this is because he has no belief in God who has told him to avoid these things. Let's put it more simple. Folks, if you sin, that doesn't make you immoral. It's the conditions in which you sin that makes you immoral. For atheists, they say it's not wrong to have sex with another man's wife, so then they go have sex with her. For a theist, if he sins, it's because he's fallen into the temptation. He knows it's wrong, but he couldn't keep his desire in. So you see, it's the conditions that really make you immoral. Not if you sin, although sinning is bad, but it's the conditions that really says what's immoral and what's moral. Now the question must be asked, from where do atheists derive their morals from? From where do they get their code of conduct? Well, they get it from what their secular rule and laws tell them. What is okay and what is wrong. Yet that doesn't make you a moral or a good person. Why? Well, because secular laws and government laws is always changing. What is right today is wrong tomorrow and vice versa. Yet with God, His rules and what He has made moral and right stands forever, which means we have a consistent moral code of life. In God's eyes, killing an innocent man was always wrong. Sleeping with another man's wife was always wrong. Fornicating was always wrong. Sleeping with animals was always wrong. Loose dressing was always wrong. Hence, the believers in God have a consistent code of conduct. In today's age, sleeping around isn't seen as bad, but normal. Loose dressing isn't seen as wrong, but very, very normal. So as you can see, when it comes to government and secular ways, it is always changing. What is wrong today is right tomorrow and vice versa. Hence, the fact is this. Many of what atheists are doing now would be considered to be immoral by people of the past. And what people of the past did will be immoral to atheists of today. Each fighting and arguing with one another. Yet for the believer in God, he has a consistent code of conduct, a consistent moral code since day one, since the birth and creation of mankind. So the fact is this, if an atheist today believes that killing an innocent man is wrong, it is only because some leaders and governing bodies have deemed it so. Yet these same leaders and governing bodies can change this rule in a few years and say, it's not wrong to kill innocent people, and atheists would follow along, and this is a fact. For a believer in God, we derive our ways of life from a much higher source, God, who doesn't change his mind. Lastly, if you believe I am being rude and bigoted, then please feel free to go watch the atheist videos on YouTube. They themselves prove what I say. The most popular atheists on YouTube are always and constantly insulting, mocking, and acting like street thugs. In conclusion, I say this. True morals can only be derived from God, not man-made systems that are ever changing from one day to the next.